This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio, our show brought to you in part by Crunch Fitness. Let your money work and work out for you if you like to work out. Let's see, Crunch Franchise. I happen to know the people at Crunch. Visit crunchfranchise.com and get in touch with a whole lot of awesome. This is a franchise that's growing like crazy. So if you love to work out and be in good shape, check out crunchfranchise.com. Our guest right now is the author of the book, The Leader's Mindset, How to Win in an Age of Disruption, Terrence Mowry. He is also a columnist for Inc. magazine, and he is one of Inc. magazine's top 100 speakers, as well as a friend of a lot of the folks that I happen to love over at Inc. magazine. And I now get to call you my friend. I can't wait to come visit you in London, Terrence.
Oh, Alan, please come soon. Yeah. Be happy to be your host.
Well, that would be awesome. I hope that I... Really? Okay. Well, that means I'm coming. Are you paying my ticket and everything? Oh, I'm getting my map out right now.
We'll expense it to ink.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Talking about all of this with you, this age of disruption, let's, for the sake of all of these folks that want to be an entrepreneur, that, I mean, I love the fact that you are also entrepreneur mentor at London Business School. So, I mean, I don't know anybody that would probably know how to help folks in the beginning to kind of break away and become an entrepreneur, be the CEO of the company that you want. But also you have to learn to be the CEO of yourself too, right, Terrence?
Well, this is the point. Even if you're not entrepreneurial or you don't want to be an entrepreneur, the fact is the speed of change, the level of disruption now in business, in life, you need to be the CEO of your own life. And there's a bit of urgency here. 960 months is 80 years of age. So if you do the math, 960 months is 80 years of age, or to be specific, 29,200 days. I don't want to depress our listeners, but there is some urgency there. We sleep for 300 months. So you've got to decide, what do you want to do with your 960 months?
Yeah.
It's so easy to waste time and waste energy on the wrong things, on the wrong people, on the wrong relationships. So this book is a wake-up call. What do you want to do with your time? Time well spent.
Mm. I love it because I was with my 20-year-old son just the other day, and we were driving back from Hollywood. We were at this mastermind business event called Unconscious Content. And I asked the guy, he's the founder of the Dollar Beard Club. His name is Chris Stoikos. He's 28 years old. I said, why did you call it unconscious content? He says, because people have so much content inside and they just need to wake up to the reality that if they just would let it flow and just let it out and stop, you know, worrying about what people think and what people say. And it's like this just flow out of him. Like I could. And I thought, man, this guy is unbridled. And, you know, so many people are harnessed. You and I have had a couple conversations in the commercial breaks and before, but so many people are harnessed by the crap that has been downloaded into them, into their mind's computer. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and our parents and our friends and TV and, you know, but it does. It starts at school and that's happening more and more. People are waking up to this, don't you think?
It's got to the point where they've got no choice. And, you know, this everybody needs like a double espresso for their mind. It's a wake up call. You've got this limited amount of time, as Steve Jobs said in one of his inspirational talks. And you've got to walk your why. What I mean by that is when you walk your why, you have a clear purpose.
Mm. I love it. You know, and I was talking about my son. He says to me, he's 20 years old. He says, Dad, I finally figure out what you do. And I go, what do you mean you figured out what I do? I'm a radio guy, right? He goes, no. He goes, it's more about doing radio. He says, you are a relationship guy. And I thought to myself, it's so interesting that he finally at 20 years old figured out that I love building relationships, right? Because then I have something to build upon. That's the foundation, is trust and honor and the things that you can build on top of, the foundation of anything. You build a house, you don't build it on sand. You build it on something strong. You know,
this is, you know, this is about legacy. It's about doing something today, which your future self will thank you for. And, you know, this is what gets us up in the morning. It's about pride in what you do. It's about energy.
I love it. I love it. I'm playing Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's like they're saying exactly what you're saying in the background. It's too good. We're going to take one more break and talk more with Terrence Mowry. He's one of our writers at Inc. Magazine. Also, he is Inc. Magazine's one of their top 100 speakers and the author of the book, The Leader's Mindset, How to Win in an Age of Disruption. We'll be right back. It's Inc. Radio.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.